We are joined by Larry Nagengast as we update the situation involving Odyssey Charter School and its attempt to get its charter renewed. Larry, we appreciate you taking time to join us and your dogged pursuit of this story.
Thank you. It's always fun to be here and to talk about charter schools.
Let's talk big picture first. Odyssey gets a five-year renewal if it fulfills terms of its probation, which they were put on last year. Where does the school stand with the majority of those probation terms?
For the most part, the school is in good shape. Keep in mind that the issues here have nothing to do with the school's academic standing. I mean, in terms of curriculum, student performance, Odyssey stands in the upper echelon of the state's charter schools. The issues here relate to the school's management and its spending practices. Now, so as far as the terms of the probation and what the school has done this far, first of all, they've rewritten portions of the school's bylaws, and they're in the process of reorganizing the school's board of directors so that it is no longer automatically controlled by members of the Greek fraternal organization that founded the school and its affiliated groups. Second, they've changed procedures and operating policies for the school's Citizens Budget Oversight Committee to increase transparency and give the school community more access to information about how the board and the school leadership make their financial decisions. Third, they're working on several initiatives to improve communication and build trust with parents, faculty, and the rest of the school community. Some of these items, like periodic town hall meetings, have already begun. Others, like starting a newsletter, are going to take a little bit more time. Now, in all these areas that we've mentioned here, the school should have very little trouble meeting the June 30 deadline for complying with all of the terms of its probation.
But one area remains problematic, and that is the investigatory audit that was ordered last month, just before the renewal decision by the state. The state auditor's office delivered results of work done by an outside auditor it hired to look at Odyssey. What, if anything, did that audit reveal?
The audit is the big sticking point here. Now, some of us might remember that last year there were questions raised about some of Odyssey's spending, particularly when it set up an early learning center that would be affiliated with the school, and for two school officials to attend a Greek organization's convention in Atlantic City. So that's what triggered this whole request for an audit. The Department of Education ordered that the school would pay for what it called an investigatory audit that would look at certain groups of financial transactions that were made between 2017 and 2019. Now, the problem here is that this term that was used by the Department of Education, investigatory audit, doesn't really have a specific definition within the accounting profession. And as a result, after all this back and forth, what the department got back from the auditors really didn't provide the level of detail that the Department of Education was looking for.
So as you said, the Department of Education less than satisfied with what was delivered. What specifically are the complaints they have with it, and how is the auditor's office responding to their critique of this audit?
Okay, well, it's not simple, but I'll try to summarize it simply and briefly, okay? The private auditor, the Santora CPA Group, was hired by the state auditor, Kathy McGinnis, to look into Odyssey's spending. Now, Santora's report included, among other things, a list of more than 140 payments that totaled more than $250,000 that Odyssey could not provide documentation to justify. Now, the Department of Education was looking for more than just a list. They wanted the auditors to tell them whether Odyssey did anything wrong in making these payments. Now, McGinnis is saying she's satisfied with Santora's work, that they delivered all that they were asked to do. So now what we have is a little battle brewing between the Department of Education and the auditor, Kathy McGinnis. The department thinks that McGinnis could have been more helpful in making sure that the terms of the contract with Santora would produce what they wanted, and now it wants help from McGinnis's office in interpreting Santora's findings. McGinnis says that her office doesn't have the time or the funding to do any more on this at this time, but it would be willing to help if the Department of Education does desire to pursue this further. Meanwhile, Odyssey is going through its files looking for the missing documentation and promises that it's going to turn over whatever it finds to the Charter Schools Office. But they're not sure when, they hope it's soon, but they're not sure when all these documents will be dug out, and they're not sure how complete the documentation will be when they're finished looking.
So there is still obviously a fair amount of time here before June 30th. Could another audit be done? Will another audit be done?
Possibly, but I mean, Odyssey was ordered to pay for this audit and to produce all the documents that the auditors asked for, and this was done within a tight time frame. The probation letter from the Department of Education was issued in late July, but the audit contract wasn't signed until the first week in October, and there was a deadline of mid-December to get it all done. Now, anyhow, you wouldn't think that after what it did to cooperate that Odyssey would want to pay for another audit. Kathy McGinnis says that the state auditor's office doesn't have the time or the staff to do the work, but it's willing to work with the Department of Education, presumably to arrange another contract, possibly with another auditor, to produce a report that's more like what the department was expecting the first time around. Now, McGinnis isn't saying this, but my guess is that if there is another audit done, she's going to insist that the Department of Education pay for it. Anyhow, presumably within a month or so, Odyssey is going to deliver a stack of receipts and memos to the Department of Education as it attempts to document those 140 or so questionable payments. And somehow, before Odyssey's probation ends on June 30th, the department is going to have to try to figure out whether the school did anything wrong. Right now, they're not sure how they're going to go about doing that.
You mentioned Odyssey is looking for those receipts, trying to fulfill that part of it. Is there anything else that they're saying about this audit or how they're getting their financial house in order?
Josiah Walcott, who's the president of Odyssey's board of directors, said the experience has taught the school that it does need to improve its financial record keeping. Now, when I spoke with him, I didn't go into a great deal of detail about how that's happening, but he did say the school is cleaning up its procedures. It's going to do a better job making sure that future expenses are properly documented because it really doesn't want this sort of thing to happen again.
Having said all that, obviously there's a lot to keep an eye on. We will continue to keep an eye on it with you on the charter school front. Larry, thanks once again for your reporting.
Looking forward to continuing to help out with it.